A Franco-American Failure.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. What do you get when you cross a French company with an American one? In this case, a complete disaster. Alcatel-Lucent canned its CEO today for a dismal performance the past 2 years. Pat Russo will leave on October 1st. Remember, she refused to learn French when this deal happened 2 years ago. It may have been a sign of things to come. More now from our European correspondent, Stephen Beard.
Alcatel-Lucent's CEO and the firm's chairman are both quitting under a cloud. The merged group has just reported its sixth quarterly loss in a row. The marriage between Paris-based Alcatel and Lucent Technologies of New Jersey has not been a happy one. Since they joined forces 2 years ago, the share price has fallen 50%. Executives have struggled to integrate the two companies. Meanwhile, the market for telecom equipment's been in turmoil. Competition, especially with the Chinese, has been fierce. Investors have welcomed the departure of the CEO and chairman. Said one Munich-based analyst, they were clearly not the right people for a business like this. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Every time you think the banking sector is rebounding, it comes crashing right back down. News about more losses and write-downs at Merrill Lynch sent bank stocks into a tailspin once again yesterday, and Wall Street came down with it. The Dow fell 239 points, more than 2%, to 11,131. The NASDAQ dropped 46 to 2,264. The S&P 500 was down 23 points to 1,234, again about 2%. More of the same in Asia today. Stocks finished 1 to 2% lower. European shares are mixed so far. Oil is at $125 a barrel. There's a new player in the solar industry. That would be the computer business. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sam Eaton explains.
In the last few months, Intel, IBM, and National Semiconductor have announced major investments and technological breakthroughs in solar panels. That doesn't surprise Silicon Valley analyst Rob Enderle. He says many computer companies already work with silicon, the main ingredient in both computer chips and solar panels. But similarities aside, Enderle says money is the main driver of the union.
It's seen as a way to kind of restore the microprocessor market or the chip market into something that's even more powerful and more robust than it was in its heyday in the late 90s.
Today, growth in the computer chip business has slowed, but solar power is projected to grow 40% annually. And as companies like IBM and National Semiconductor begin to mass produce solar panels and their components, analysts say solar power could soon beat out coal on price. In Los Angeles, I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
A report comes out today about how much businesses owe the IRS in back taxes. The Washington Post says it's a lot of money, $58 billion. Some of this money is cash that's being withheld from people's paychecks and not being given to the IRS. Today's report comes from the Government Accountability Office.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, global provider of fuels, power, and energy services. Committed to sound, efficient, sustainable energy solutions. Constellation.com.
The Beijing Summer Olympics are just 10 days away. For some American companies, this is the marketing opportunity of a lifetime. The Olympics plus a host country of 1.3 billion people. But selling to China is by no means easy. Recent history is filled with stories of American failures in the Chinese market. Our reporter in Shanghai, Scott Tong, has a few lessons.
Lesson number one in what not to do in China? Build it the American way and assume they will come. China market research founder Sean Ryan says take eBay. He says it assumed incorrectly a big hand-me-down market in China.
There's an aversion in China to buying used products. People think, you know, old is old. It's not antique. They don't think it's a good deal. It means that you're poor.
The key in consultant speak is to localize, make your product relevant. Ryan thinks the world's top brands don't do it very well.
They were so successful in their home markets, and they know the secret sauce in America, but they're not willing to change. You know, Walmart, Google, McDonald's.
All right, Sean, just cross off those potential clients from your list. Anyway, back to localization.
On the other hand, you can take it too far.
Here's Paul French of the consultancy Access Asia.
The Kit Kat brand of chocolate did a watermelon-flavored Kit Kat. Chinese people, although they love watermelon, decided that watermelon-flavored chocolate was actually a pretty disgusting combination, and so they rejected that.
French says multinationals have also tripped over themselves, figuring out how much to charge. If you go bargain basement, you're dead.
Don't get into a fight with the Chinese on price, because you cannot win. General Electric, when they first came into China, tried to sell light bulbs. Why on earth would you try and compete with the Chinese on light bulbs? Chinese can own the light bulb market. It's generic, it's non-branded, it's cheap as chips.
And then there's timing. When to land in China. Come too late and the market's already saturated. But John Chen of China Street Smart says don't come too early either. You might want to let the competition move in first and botch things on their dime.
If you take German beers and Dutch beers and Japanese beers, a lot of them tend to be a little heavier. Now, a lot of them figured out 5 to 6 years into it that Chinese generally liked lighter tasting beers.
Enter lighter tasting Budweiser, which he says hopped in, if you will, at the right time. In general, Chen thinks the major multinationals committed the biggest errors all the way back in the 90s. In other words, they've cleared the hazardous minefield for the new entrants, at least those smart enough to watch where they step. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Finally this morning, the CEO of JetBlue is giving himself a pay cut. The company reported a $7 million quarterly loss last week. And so CEO David Barger has a peace offering for his employees. He'll cut his base salary in half for the rest of the year, $250,000 instead of $500,000. But I don't think that includes bonuses and stock options. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.